Now, brother,
read the Bible when you're weary and blue.
Why don't you
read the Bible, brother? Every word is true. Take your troubles to the book of life and pray. Read the Bible every day.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, October 14th, 2019. And as I look at the calendar, it's Columbus Day. And how appropriate in light of just returning from Washington, D.C. with 53 others. There is a busload of us, 54 of us in total. And we had a glorious time visiting many museums and the White House and the Washington Memorial and many memorials to the various war veterans. And we went to Mount Vernon, the home of George Washington, and a lot of travels throughout Washington, D.C. A glorious time, a God-honoring time, testimonies shared on the bus. And of the 54, I think there was 9 Chinese, our Chinese delegation, and they got to share some of their life story, their faith journey. A few are very close to accepting Jesus into their heart, and they talked about seeing so many Christians extending them love and care and compassion, and they marveled at the witness that these various people had and how it really touched them. And they loved the freedoms that we enjoy in this country, and just thought it was such a wonderful place. And so it was neat to get a perspective of people that are not American citizens currently. Some are visiting scholars. Others, I think, have their green card. I think they're called permanent residents, or they're not yet American citizens. And I think in order to become a U.S. citizen, there's a length of time that you have to be in the country, and then there's a process where you have to study and actually be tested on questions like about our founding fathers and other things. Some that would probably be hard for many of us to pass, but they have to study and go through that process. So it was a glorious trip. Wonderful group of 54, and we can't wait to have a reunion. And we'll talk a little more about that in a few minutes, but this being Memorization Monday, I have a super special guest. He's probably heard more Mark and Friends than any other single listener and has been tuned in these 23, 24 years to our program and the Ministry of Great News Radio. He's kind of a favorite of mine because he's my brother, my younger brother, Stuart Burns, Marine. And he joins us in the studio, soon to be back in Arizona, but he came in a day before the trip to join us all in Washington, D.C. He and who I call my Sil, my sister-in-law, Trista. And so he's going to be a part of today's Memorization Monday. He'll be doing the reading and then give some thoughts on the experience he had in Washington, D.C. But before we do the reading and share about Psalm 100, verse 4, which says, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name." And it's interesting that as we entered the courts, well, we didn't enter the Supreme Court, but as we are on the nation's capital and visited throughout the capital and many museums, it's like we entered the power structure of the United States, many of us with great thanksgivings and praises to the Lord that made the whole trip possible. But we'll be talking about that verse, and Stu will do a special reading. But with it being Columbus Day and us recently returning from our trip to Washington, D.C., I thought, who better than the singing men of GNN to sing the national anthem and the battle hymn of the Republic to get us grounded for our reading about Psalm 100, verse 4. So here's the singing men of GNN singing the national anthem as recorded at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. And we put on a concert with the Varsity Men's Glee Club, so, like I said, shortly after 9/11, and you'll hear the crowd noises and all the exuberance because everyone was so united after 9/11. So here's the Singing Men of GNN, joined by the Varsity Men's Glee Club, singing the national anthem, followed by the Battle Hymn of the Republic.
Stars through the veil, that's better love.
Angel. Stu, what do you think? I think I sent you as a present some time ago this CD. It's the first CD that the Singing Men of GNN produced with Dr. Barrington Coleman as our director at the time. I guess it's been about almost 20 years since that CD came out, but here the crowd noises, just two powerful songs. And in light of being in Washington, D.C., it really ties well with our recent trip, with this verse, and the fact that it's Columbus Day. So happy Columbus Day, everyone. And I've asked you to read from 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan. This is our 30th verse. It's Psalm 100, verse 4. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. So, Stu, you do the reading. And I don't know, as our probably most cherished listener out in Arizona, I think you've just about every day written up a recap on the program. You and Trista has supported our station, I think, from the very beginning, if not before. So thanks for joining us for today, the Monday edition, the memorization Monday edition of Mark and Friends.
Glad to be here with my brother.
Yeah, my brother.
Psalm 100 is one of the shortest and most exuberant passages in the Bible. It takes about 30 seconds to read, and if you read it aloud every morning for a month, you automatically have all five verses memorized for the rest of your life. There is no negatives in this passage, no sorrows, warnings, or problems. It's just shouting and singing and knowing and being thankful. Notice the imagery of verse 4. The psalmist is writing against the backdrop of the temple worship of the Old Testament. He's telling the people of his day to come to Jerusalem, to the temple, enter its gates with a thankful spirit, and come into the temple courts with praise. Most of us don't live in Jerusalem, and the Jewish temple is no longer standing, but we can do exactly as the writer says whenever we pray. Whenever we praise God in private, and whenever we attend corporate worship services at the church or elsewhere. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. And a little story to go with that. One Sunday night in 1742, evangelist John Wesley ventured into a downtrodden section of Newcastle on Tyne in the north of England. He was appalled at the physical and moral squalor. Joined by an associate, Wesley stood on the corner and sang the 100th Psalm. Before long, a crowd gathered and John began preaching. Soon more than 1,000 people were listening, and it was the beginning of a great work, which made Newcastle a powerhouse for Methodism in English North. And this reading closes out with a poem by William Keith in 1561. All people on earth do dwell. Sing to the Lord with cheerful voice. Serve him with fear, his praise forth tell. Come ye before him and rejoice. The Lord, ye know, is God indeed. Without our aid, he did us make. We are his flock, he doth us feed. And for his sheep, he doth us take.
Hey, you have to have your King James language on to be reading this one. Okay, yeah. Go on.
Oh, enter then his gates with praise. Approach with joy his courts unto. Praise, laud, and bless his name always, for it is seemly so to do. For why? The Lord our God is good. His mercy is forever sure. His truth at all times firmly stood, and shall from age to age endure. William Keith, 1561.
Wow, yeah, that's some hard language. The old English, I guess they would call it. But powerful verse for us all. Psalm 100, verse 4. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. Stu, I'm thinking that that was very true of this group of 54 as we entered Washington, D.C., as we woke up and had morning time together and breakfast. As we closed out the day, it seemed like so many faithful followers of Jesus were filled with joy. As we got to participate on this tour, they were given thanks to God for the provision, for the health, for the country that was founded on the freedoms that we could take for granted. I think many people were so appreciative of the veterans. You go to all these war memorials and then you read about the suffering and what these young men and women went through. I mean, many of them 18, 19, 20, 21. I mean, these were, if you will, youngsters that were serving our country and saw the brutality that happens during war and all the suffering they went through. And not just the most current, like, you know, Vietnam or the Korean War or World War I, World War II, but back in the revolutionary times when most of the soldiers that were injured might have died from pneumonia or from other complications because there weren't medicines or the amputations that were taking place. And so you really got a sense firsthand of, wow, this was devastating, and so many people lost their lives, and, you know, family fighting against family in the Revolutionary War, and all the things that the presidents in the past had to decide and determine, and like Washington, and when we visited Mount Vernon and learned things about Washington and Abraham Lincoln, we went into the very theater where he was shot and across the street where they laid his body as they were trying to figure out, is he going to survive? And then he passed away. And it was a great overview of our country's history and even the current history. One of the most recent statues honoring Martin Luther King, which was, you know, a phenomenal memorial to him. And oh, just a lot of history coming alive. In our closing couple moments, maybe a couple takeaways that you learned. I know one thing that I don't think either of us knew, that George Washington's wife, Martha, she had been widowed and had two children. So when George Washington fell in love and married her, they never had their own biological children, but he, I think, adopted her two children and raised them. But she was widowed before him. I always just thought George Washington married Martha and they had a couple children and, you know, lived happily ever after. But there was just so much more that you got to learn and experience by being there.
Yeah, one of the great things, too, is just as we were there going through from being on the field of Gettysburg, how could you not be in awe and have a solemn moment there, thinking of the thousands, like you were mentioning, families could have been fighting each other at the time, and just thousands, you know, died on that battlefield, just a three-day battle. The turning point of the war. And we saw how many the testimonies, people were so grateful for the freedoms, like you said, and, you know, and that was part of it, creating this union. So I can imagine Lincoln's struggle too, of watching the war drag on, and how that must have torn at his heart, seeing all the, you know, the younger kids like that dying, and but knowing that, you know, to keep the union together where we have these freedoms, that it was something maybe necessary at that part to make sure that we could do that. And then seeing the new people, like you mentioned, you know, that's one of the things with the Chinese nationals with us, and that they really, you know, are grasping that, you know, maybe even more so than some of us that have been raised here with these freedoms. So that was actually a cool contrast when you hear the news today, even thinking about what's going on over in Hong Kong with some of the things happening there now, and that some of them trying to fight for almost the same type of freedom.
Right. And then experiencing Arlington National Cemetery, I think over 400,000 tombstones, and anyone that's been there, it's overwhelming. And then the changing of the guard that we got to witness, and the laying of the wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and just a phenomenal trip, building lifelong relationships and enjoying just the camaraderie and the sharing, and then just seeing the price that so many paid on our behalf so we can enjoy the freedoms to do what we do and to worship and gather and protest and have rights that are put into the Bill of Rights and our Constitution. And so, great learning trip on this Columbus Day. We would hope maybe you would open up a history book or spend some time thanking God for the many blessings that have been entrusted to us because of our founders and the way our government was organized with three different branches, and how unique it is in all of history that we live in these times where we can enjoy these freedoms. So the Psalm 100, verse 4 on this Memorization Monday, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. Let's do that today together, thanking God for the many things that we get to enjoy. And for many of you, even this day off on this national holiday, Columbus Day. And we just pray that as you maybe again spend some time thinking about this nation and the many blessings and freedoms we enjoy, you'll give thanks to the greatest giver of freedom. And that's Almighty God giving us that free gift of peace and hope and everlasting life as we have that relationship with his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. So that would give us a reason to enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise, give thanks to him and praise his name. Our verse for the week, Psalm 100, verse 4. Well, thanks for listening. Thank you, Stu, for being a part of this radio listening family and participating in today's Memorization Monday. Safe travels for Stu and Teresa back to Phoenix, Arizona. And may you be blessed this very day that the Lord loves you, cares for you, and desires to have that relationship with you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Stuart Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. And have a great day and night.
Blessings.